What companies would you want to work for? Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the prestigious Just Capital 2024 seal. Bank of America is ranked number one in the banking industry and number one for their ongoing commitment to workers, offering best-in-class benefits, including a minimum wage of $25 an hour by 2025. Visit JustCapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital.
One, two. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast.
The filthiest of the filthy!
Brought to you by Four Saints Brewing in Asheboro, North Carolina. Four Saints Brewing, your best local beers here in North Carolina. Make sure you hit them up on their website, foursaintsbrewing.com. Of course, as always, a big shout out to betonline.ag and, of course, the Believe Podcast Network and the best sport utility gear on the planet, Municipal. This is your boy, Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I'm joined with...
Ryan Sabre, Captain Cleveland Browns, Cavs. Guardians. See you, Lee, till I die.
And I'm Rihanna Sullivan. You can call me SD Ree or Riri. Either works.
Riri is back with us, and we are so glad to have you back. We had you on a couple weeks ago, and now here you are back with us to, you know, it's Christmas season. So yeah. We're going to be talking about some Christmas stuff. We got Christmas movies or not. We got a whole list of movies that have been considered Christmas movies, may not be considered Christmas movies, and vice versa. So we're here to hopefully end the debate on a lot of these films here. So we'll go ahead and start off with our man, Captain Cleveland, as far as what are some of your Christmas movies that you think should be a Christmas movie? And then we'll start with the should be's and then the should not be's, and then we'll go down the top 10 list.
Do we want to talk criteria first? Because I know when we were talking off air before we came on, we talked about some things that probably we should set as criteria or benchmarks that just automatically eliminate some of these movies. So, I mean, I guess I'll start and say, first and foremost, like, it has to happen around Christmas time, and there needs to be like a Christmas vibe, right? There needs to be some of the critical elements of Christmas. Now, we can name all those things, right? I mean, but there needs to be like trees or Santa Claus or, you know, Rihanna, you said music.
Just music.
What else? What are the other criteria?
Well, what if like the movie starts at Christmas time and then goes through like a very long period of time where it's not Christmas, and then Christmas comes in again?
Yes. I would say it has to be Christmas time at the end, like at like during the most critical moment.
Okay.
You know,
I like that. So we're talking, we're talking Santa, we're talking Christmas music, Christmas time,
snow. Snow's critical, not imperative. Right. But it's critical.
Not imperative. I mean, Rihanna's out on the West Coast.
I know. So it's I'm like there's no snow here.
Well, yeah. The biggest debate of them all takes place in California. So.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
So, do you want to start with the biggest debate of them all?
Or? Yeah. I mean, it's Die Hard. That's where this whole thing starts. It's the debate that's as old as time. You know, or at least back to what, 1985 or 86. I put it right up there with the is a hot dog a sandwich debate. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Now, I actually, for whatever reason, yesterday popped up on my feed or a news article where recently Bruce Willis has come out and said that he does not believe that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I don't care. We love Bruce Willis. Come on the show anytime. Come on, John McClane. But I'm going to say 100% without a doubt that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Not only is it a Christmas movie, it's like a GOAT Christmas movie. It's like top three definitely top five, but it's arguably in the top three Christmas movies of all time.
Rihanna, what
is I'm actually going to have to agree with you on that. We watched it every Christmas, like me and my friends, and it's totally like part of our Christmas routine. And then I just watched recently the How Movies Are Made, and they have the one for Die Hard. And it was so good. And there's a Die Hard one, and I watched it, and I'm like, yeah, this is a Christmas movie, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say along the same lines that Lethal Weapon is a Christmas movie because it's happening at Christmas. And that's actually happening in California as well, I believe. They drive a fucking car through his house and there's like the Christmas tree and all the Christmas presents and all that. There's definitely Christmas movies. Our music, they shop for they're on a Christmas tree lot when Riggs sees Murtaugh's daughter filming the movie or the commercial or whatever, and he runs over and tackles the guy and she gets fired from the movie or whatever. So I'm going to say along the same lines, but certainly not top five Christmas movie of all time. Lethal Weapon is a controversial Christmas movie, and I'm going to say it's absolutely a Christmas movie.
Rihanna.
I know. So this is going to be no fun because I agree with you on that one as well. It's totally a Christmas movie. So we need a debate here. We got to find one that we don't agree on.
I got one.
So if I have to choose one out of the two, obviously Die Hard is a Christmas movie, no matter what John McClane says, a.k.a. Bruce Willis. And I'm glad that you mentioned something about the movies that made us, which if you have not checked out the movies that made us on Netflix, go watch it. I'm always a big behind the scenes freak. I love seeing like the process and how things almost did and didn't get done. And originally this wasn't a Christmas movie at all. It was actually a book called Nothing Lasts Forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you watched the episode of Die Hard, Sinatra did the first one and he was signed on to do this one, but he got older. So they ended up reworking it, brought in new writers, this, that, and the other. Lethal Weapon is a Christmas movie. Now, is it up there in the top five with Saba? I do agree with that. No, it is not. Is it top 10? I don't think so. Not compared to Die Hard, but that's just my opinion as far as where Lethal Weapon stands. That was Lethal Weapon Christmas movie. Yes. But yes. Is it in the top 10? Rihanna, is it in your top 10?
Well, is it in the top 10 of all Christmas movies of all time? Well, or just like controversial
top 10? Well, yeah. Or controversial Christmas movies of all time. Yeah. We'll stick with the topic. Yep.
Yeah. Cause it would be in my top 10 for that. Absolutely. But if it's top 10 of all Christmas movies ever, no.
Okay. All right. So in your top 10 of Christmas movies or not, where would you place it?
I don't know. Maybe top 20, okay. Top 25.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I like a lot of diverse Christmas movies. I'm not proud of it, but here we are.
Well, it's got to be different too, because you've been out in California for a while now. And, you know, Sabo was mentioning snow earlier. We were going over prerequisites and this, that, and the other. And we all know, unless you're in Northern California, there's normally not snow in LA or San Diego or anything like that. So that does take away from it a little bit, but it is during Christmas season. And just because you don't have snow doesn't mean it's not Christmas. So
exactly.
I get that.
Absolutely.
All right. So Sabo, what were you getting ready to say?
Nothing. I think I have one that we would potentially debate about. I've stuck to ones that I think are sort of, you know, fastballs down the middle. Here's one that I think many people consider a Christmas movie, and I do not. And that is The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a Halloween movie.
You know what? I can actually... that one I'm down the middle on. I don't want to say I completely disagree with you. I don't want to say that I don't agree with you. It is a Halloween movie based on Jack Skellington from Halloween Town. And then he goes to the forest, which I did think that was a very cool concept, having all the different trees that lead to all these different towns, Eastertown. You know, what was it? I don't know if it was St. Patrick's Day Town, whatever it is. But either way, you know, everybody was happy-go-lucky, obviously, in Christmastown. So is it a Christmas movie? I mean, if you put a gun to my head, I would honestly say no. That's just my opinion. So, Rihanna, where are you at with this?
No, I would say that it's a Christmas movie. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I feel like it has Christmas in the title. There's a Christmas town. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Yeah, it's the Nightmare Before Christmas because it is partially about Halloween. But if we're talking about how movies like include Christmas, and that is what deems it a Christmas movie, right?
Yeah.
There's Christmas Town.
There's a Santa.
So
I'm gonna go a step further.
Okay.
Not only is it not a Christmas movie, I think it's terrible. I think it's trash. So I'm gonna hit it from both angles. Not only is it a Halloween movie and not a Christmas movie, I just think it's a bad movie.
See, I don't think it's a bad movie, but it's definitely not in my rotation. I don't watch it. If someone were watching it and I showed up at their house, I would be fine with it being on, but I would never actively turn it on myself.
You wouldn't know? grab the remote and change the channel.
I know, throw it against the TV. No, but I would definitely never decide on my own to turn it on.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that too, because this movie is not one of those that was a blockbuster in the theaters. And mm-hmm. and Disney actually kind of, after seeing the final take, and again, another episode of The Movies That Made Us on Netflix, you know, Tim Burton wrote it. He didn't direct it, which is a thing that people think, oh, well, he directed it. No, he didn't. He wrote it and passed it off to one of his buddies. His wife at the time had something to do with it. The lead singer of Oingo Boingo, who's done the soundtrack from everything from Beetlejuice, like literally like every Stephen King movie you've ever, or not Stephen mm-hmm. King, I'm sorry, Tim Burton movie you ever heard of, did the original voice work and he did the original singing. But when it came to the voice work, they brought in someone else to actually do the voice work because they actually ended up coming up to Tim Burton and saying, listen, your boy can sing his ass off. But when it comes to that, you know, the voice of Jack Skellington, we need to bring in someone else. And I'll look that up in a little bit. So, you know, I can definitely see both angles from it. But, you know, it was one of those things to where it's kind of like Boondock Saints is what I was trying to get to. It was like a pop culture phenomenon to where it wasn't a blockbuster hit, like Scarface, like things like that, to where the more it came out, the longer, like the more the years went by, the more people really started to appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then it became, you know, because originally it was Night Before Christmas. Then it became Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. Then it became Disney's The Nightmare Before Christmas because it was gaining on that popularity of that nostalgia.
I love Boondock Saints. That's like one of my most favorite movies of all time. God, you said that and I was like, yes.
They're making another one.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
With the same actors? Oh.
Yep. Everything.
Sign me up.
I got one more that I think potentially could be controversial. So I'm going to say that a lot of people think or consider or I guess group the Harry Potter movies in with Christmas movies. And I'm going to tell mm-hmm. you a couple of reasons why I think they do it. A lot of those movies were released around Christmas time and during the holidays, really Thanksgiving and through Christmas, they do marathons on Freeform and HBO's got them on HBO Max right now. And they do it on HBO, but I'm going to go out and say that the Harry Potter movies are not Christmas movies.
They are not Christmas movies. I'm 100% with you on that one. And it absolutely is because they release them around Christmas and everybody like marathons them when they're not, you know, off work for 4 or 5 days because everybody loves Harry Potter movies. And I fall somewhere not in that camp, but not liking them.
You don't like Harry Potter movies? I think that's a whole other episode. We're not even gonna go down that road.
It's not that I don't like them. I just, they're fine.
We're still friends.
We're still friends. Okay. I think I know what my house is though, because all my friends love it. So I'm always like, okay, I guess I'll wear this scarf.
Wait. I gotta guess. I'm gonna take a guess and say, but you take a guess. And don't,
I'm not that deep into it.
But I'm gonna go with
what?
Gryffindor.
That is correct.
Yes.
You don't even we know what house I am.
Which house are you?
Oh, I'm Slytherin. Slytherin.
All day.
All day.
That was going to be my initial guess, too. And then I backed off. I was like, no.
All day.
You are talking to Professor Snape himself right here on the line. Captain Cleveland.
Yeah. He was a hero at the end. Spoiler alert.
Also, isn't he the actor that played the guy in Die
Hard?
Look at
He plays Hans Gruber. Yep.
Yeah.
And fun fact, thanks to the movies that made us, that was his first ever acting role. He was a theater actor before that for many years. Alan Rickman. Yep. And that was his first ever acting role.
Yeah.
So I feel
any more controversial ones that we want to give our takes on?
Trading Places.
I have that on my notes.
Yeah. Classic. I mean, that's all I can say. Just a supreme comedy, Eddie Murphy.
Dan Aykroyd.
And then Homegirl from Halloween. Oh, my goodness. Why am I drawing?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
So, yes. Did it take place during Christmas season? Sure. Is it on some Christmas movies list? Possibly. But I would not call that a Christmas movie. I call that the ultimate revenge story. But I would not call that a Christmas movie, even though there's snow, there's Santa, and Dan Aykroyd actually plays a broke homeless Santa where he breaks into the party and he's stuffing food down his Santa suit or whatnot. But that's the only really Christmassy thing about the movie. So that would be mine, Trading Places, which actually is number four in Newsweek's Christmas movie or not list.
I'm waiting for your take, Rihanna.
I know. I'm going to have to go with it's a Christmas movie.
It's 100% a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
You are wrong, Brian. What's wrong with the look on your face?
Oh, no, nothing.
Wait, Christmas movie?
Oh, you're saying that Trading Places is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's 100% a Christmas movie.
No.
Oh, because I'm agreeing because of what I said about The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a Christmas movie because there's Christmas Town and Santa. And so now Trading Spaces is still a Christmas movie.
It's different.
How?
Because Nightmare Before Christmas is a Halloween movie. That's why it's different, because it's a Halloween movie. I'm leaving it at that. And
you also don't like the movie either, so you're somewhat partial to this.
Yeah, but I like the Harry Potter movies, and I said they weren't Christmas movies. I don't like Nightmare Before Christmas. So that's just, it's
just out.
Yes. Right. Yes. Okay. And I would actually, if I went in somebody's house and it was on, I would actually grab the remote and turn it off.
You'd be like, we are not watching this. All right. Well, what about Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? Or Bang Bang. Did I say it wrong?
No, you said it right.
Okay. You just looked at me like I was like, no.
No, it's one of those that's a deep cut. Mm-hmm. That's a deep cut right there. As far as it's not on a lot of people's lists, and it's a great movie to me. It's kind of when Robert Downey Jr. started rebounding from.
Yep.
I mean, not even kind of. I think it was the first movie he did after his stint with whatever.
Everything. And
plus a phenomenal performance by Val Kilmer on top of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and it does take place around Christmas season, and it is in L.A. That's the thing.
I mean,
the L.A. Christmas connection that we may have an issue with, Saba.
I don't have an issue. I think that all three of the L.A. Christmas movies are Christmas movies, so I'm good.
Okay, so Robert Downey Jr. ended up playing Iron Man, which it's been said that because he did the Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, that that's like how he ended up with that role. Iron Man 3, is it a Christmas movie or not?
Yeah, I'm going to say no on that one. I've actually seen that on a few lists. Now, Iron Man 3 is probably one of the Marvel movies that I've seen the least. It's definitely not the one I've seen the least, but it's right there.
Yeah.
I think no on that one. I mean, there's no Santa Claus in that movie, right? Yeah. Is there Christmas music? That's the one with Harley, right? The kid?
Yeah, it's when the suit takes him to where he's trying to investigate the bombing. So the only thing really Christmas about that movie is the fact that it's snowing.
Yeah.
Where he ends up at.
Maybe it's
Don't get me wrong. When the Iron Man suits, when he does the initiative, they all start blowing up. I mean, it looks like fireworks, but that could also be confused with the 4th of July.
That's true.
And that was filmed in Wilmington, North Carolina, by the way.
Oh, I did not know that. Maybe it's just that there's snow in a movie. I instantly think Christmas.
We want it to be Christmas all the time. So, right? I mean, it makes sense.
All right. So now one of mine, Batman Returns. What are we thinking here? Christmas movie or not?
Yes, it's a Christmas movie.
I like it.
So it takes place at Christmas time. There is some Christmas theme stuff. It's snowing. Walken's great in that movie. He's only in it for a minute, but he's really, really good in it. I saw this on a lot of lists, and every time I kind of just glazed right over it, kind of shook my head. Now, I will admit, it's probably been 15 years since I've seen that movie. At least 10 since I've seen that movie. So maybe it's just I have a lack of a recency bias. Maybe I just haven't seen it in a while, but I'm going to go on the no side.
Well, there's a Santa. There is a Christmas tree. There's actually a Christmas tree lighting with some action scenes take place around. And it's snowing and it's Gotham City and it is during Christmas season.
I can't be swayed.
Can't be swayed. Well, there's three of us here, and I say yes. It's a Christmas movie.
So do a yes. Do a yes. Hold on. There we
go. I'm wrong a lot.
And then one no for Saba.
It happens every day. I'm lucky if it only happens once.
All right. So I'm glad we brought up, honestly, I wasn't expecting Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Long Kiss Goodnight. Rihanna, you are on it today. So let's go Gremlins. You know, let's talk about some Gremlins.
I've never seen Gremlins.
Oh, I forgot. Saba still wets the bed. So
I don't like scary movies. And when I was a kid, that was scary to me. So
okay. I went and saw Gremlins in the movie theaters when I was like 4 or 5. Cause I think it came out like 84, 85. I went and saw it in the movie theater.
Yeah.
I've watched it many of times over the years. But I haven't watched it in so long. All I remember is how much I loved the Gremlins. They're not scary. They're very cute.
What do they do to turn in? They drink water.
If they're so up, the
three things.
Yeah.
Three
okay. Things.
You can't keep them up. You can't keep them up past midnight. You can't put bright light on them, and you cannot put water on them.
And then what's the little cute gremlin's name?
Gizmo.
Gizmo. And like I've seen in pictures, because again, we've all looked at the same list. There's like pictures of like the bad gremlins or whatever. Oh, yeah. With like wearing like Santa hats and shit.
Yeah.
So I would say I haven't seen it, but I'm going to say based on the pictures I've seen that it's a Christmas movie.
There are Christmas elements in it. I'm going to have to watch that movie again.
All right. Yeah. And it is a classic. It takes place during Christmas season. So, and then the gremlins are there during Christmas season, as you can see from when they're Noelling through the neighborhood while they're causing anarchy, to say.
I don't watch movies that make me cry or movies that make me scared. So I like to enjoy myself.
You like to laugh?
Yeah. I got enough shit going on. I don't need to watch TV I got enough anxiety in my life. I don't need movies to add to it.
You don't calm down watching murder shows?
No, no, I don't. At this point in my we'll just leave it at no.
Okay, good to know.
So you know, before we wrap this up, as far as you know, traditional even untraditional, are there any just kind of movies that you watch with your family, or even TV shows that's just something that's like a constant? Like for me, it's always going to be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Like my dad is, we call him the Puerto Rican Clark Griswold. We'll call him that till even after the unfortunate day that he passes. But it's just movies like that that just always gets a family together. We'll watch it 100 times if we have to. Elf, another one. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing Elf because my daughter was very little. So it's important to me. It reminds me of when she was a baby.
Enough. You better cut it off. You're going to be crying.
Because I'm wearing the glasses. I haven't been able to put my contacts in the week.
You got me misting up over here.
So, you know, just kind of, I don't want to say on a lighter note, but what are, you know, some movies or holiday shows that both of you enjoy watching with family and loved ones?
Pretty much every year, my mom and my Nana, when I was little, we would watch White Christmas. So that's like deep, like musical. It's great. Yeah. So I watch it every year with my mom if I can. If not, I'll watch it by myself because I've just always watched it at Christmas time. And then totally going to pull like the basic bitch card right now because I watch The Holiday, Love Actually, and Serendipity. Well, I watched
that. I love Serendipity.
Serendipity
I love Serendipity.
So good. I watched,
I mean, I love Kate Beckinsale, but Cusack's great in that movie.
Oh my gosh.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah. He's Piven's so good. His best man eulogy that he wrote. I love it. But I watched that, like I watch it 12 months out of the year. Like I don't even care. I'll watch it anytime. If I'm like feeling sad, I like literally just turn it on and it's instant like happiness. And then Holiday and Love Actually is like, me and my friends will watch it.
So my go-tos, National Lampoon's, Christmas Vacation, love it, watch it. So many one-liners, classic. I mean, all Chevy Chase movies are kind of like that with the one-liners, but Christmas Vacation is great. Love that. Home Alone. I mean, I don't know who our age cannot watch Home Alone or Home Alone 2 for that fact and not just kind of go back to the place. You know, you think of the first one, obviously, with the micro machines and the BB gun and all the shit, you know, that he puts in the house. And then the second one with the ding, you know, with the talk boy or whatever. I wanted that talk boy so bad. Didn't get it. Love it. And then I'm from Cleveland. You know, Christmas Story was filmed in Cleveland. The Christmas Story house is in Cleveland. I've been to it. A lot of the scenes that you see, especially like at the beginning when he's looking in the window of the shop, that's actually like a Macy's or a Higbee's, something like that in downtown Cleveland. That storefront is still there today. You can go buy it. So when the Christmas Story comes on, Courtney's always like, oh my God, are you going to sit here and watch? Like, I'll watch it 3 times in the 24 hours that it's on. I just, maybe not like entire way through, but I'll sit there and watch it for like 45 minutes. And then, you know, it's like, okay, 2-3 hours later, I'll watch it for 45 minutes. I love that show. I love that movie. And it's, you know, it's ingrained in my civic pride for where I'm from. So
yeah,
that was when I first heard Fragile. It must be French.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, I love those movies that are always just on like the random channels, so you can like pop in and just like watch half an hour of it if you have time, and you don't have to watch the whole thing because you've already seen it, but it still like gives good feelings of holiday spirit.
Absolutely. So, it takes you back because you've been watching them your whole life.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing. And, you know, Ree, you and I had this conversation during the Ted Lasso episode and Saba, you and I had this conversation during the 2021 movie anniversaries episode. At the end of the day, it's all about nostalgia and like where it brings you back to and where it takes you back to. And we all know Christmas movies, Christmas shows. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we'll do a best animated, you know, favorite animated movie episode, this, that, and the other for Christmas. But at the end of the day, It's that feeling that you get when you first watched it when you were little, but then picking up those subtle hints as you get older as well. Like with National Lampoon's, I didn't understand a lot of the stuff as a lot of us, you know, didn't as kids watching Chevy Chase and Bill Murray. But as you get older, you're like, oh, wow. And I mean, there was this amazing sound clip, big shout out to the guys at Rock 92, two guys named Chris, where they use a sound clip called, it was right when, you know, Clark finally gets it on, even though all he had to do was flick the switch on, and he hugs his dad. He was like,
Dad, you taught me everything I know about exterior illumination. Thank you.
You know, just little things like that, that you don't get when you're little, but when you're older, you just kind of laugh your ass off about.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, Christmas is about good times. It's about memories. It's about family. It's about friends and being with those that you're close with. So before we wrap up, I want you two to obviously give some shout outs to your personal businesses. Ree, we'll start with you. You've been a phenomenal fan of us. Well, we've been a phenomenal fan of yours.
It's mutual.
And you know, for those of you out there that may be listening for the first time, or if you're a repeat listener, she was the one that hooked us up with the interview with Harry, and she's just been phenomenal. She's been on the Ted Lasso episode. So she is an honorary member of Zero Dark Nerdy. She is just fantastic on all forms, fate, you know, sizes, all that stuff. So what is coming up next for Municipal?
Well, we got to get through the holidays. This is like our busiest time of year right now. So it's been really fun. And, you know, we just launched our first women's line earlier, I guess, middle of November. And we did really good. We sold out mostly of the tops. So we still have some bottoms in, but we're looking forward to launching a more expanded women's line in early 2022. And then also we're like hitting the ground running for advertising and media stuff we want to do in 2022. So we'll be having some more cool things coming down the pipe. So that'll be cool.
That's awesome. And you just officially signed the boxer from Philly.
Yes, Gabe. Right?
Yep. So that's exciting. And he just did the weigh-in, and he did the weigh-in with the Municipal boxer shorts, right?
Yep. And then Municipal was on his actual shorts he was fighting in. So yeah, he's super cool. He's a great ambassador for us, and we're glad we were finally able to actually get him to be an official Municipal athlete. So more of those coming.
And Saba, what's coming up for the water cooler?
I'm not going to talk about the water cooler. I just want to tell everybody Merry Christmas, all the fans out there, everybody that's I love Municipal, by the way, but love Harry Arnett, love the whole crew over there. But just Merry Christmas to all the fans, everybody who's supported us over the last 3 years. I mean, we're 2022 will be the fourth year already of Zero Dark Nerdy. And, you know, just want to thank everybody. We're nothing without the fans, nothing without the people that listen to us week in and week out. It's been a rough couple years for everybody. Everybody's gone through different things, different levels of difficulty. You know, this is the time now to, you know, kind of get away from all that. Enjoy the time with your family, your loved ones. We love you all, and just Merry motherfucking Christmas to everybody. We love you.
Yes.
I love it. Could not have said it better myself. So on behalf of Rihanna, Saba, the rest of the Zero Dark Nerdy crew, thank you so much for listening to us. Of course, be sure to check out the Believe Podcast Network for having us on. BetOnline.ag, ForSaintsBrewing.com, and of course, Municipal.com. As always, like, subscribe, follow. Happy holidays. Be good to each other. It's been a rough couple years. Time to spread some love out there. That's what we're trying to do here at Zero Dark Nerdy on every single episode. Again, big thank you to Rihanna as well as Saba. We'll catch you next time. Peace.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.